Dun 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 dun.
It is literally a shame that was not a video.
Yeah.
It is a video. It's called should, like, Urban Ninja 2, Ninja on the Rocks.
No, I like, mean, we were we all should, just dancing. It's a shame.
We should record us doing a music video for this song. And it's just the three of us goofing around on webcam and dancing like we're so cool. Because
we are.
We're that's pretty, that's like.
That was pretty fucking sick, yo.
That's sad. This is what we do for fun. We think about putting shit like that on the internet, and we're probably gonna do it.
I'm sorry, but no, I've seen dumber.
We still need to do that video of us making jokes over that clip of Frodo looking back over his shoulder and smiling at the end of the King.
Oh man, I am so in on that.
No, we're just gonna keep repeat like playing that little clip on a loop.
And then
each time it's
going to
be one of us doing a thing.
I am so joining
that. I mean, that's the example I used in the Rant of the Ring. That's, I owe you guys money, and now you're never going to get it.
and then it goes back to the beginning of that segment of the scene, and then it's just like, excuse me.
Oh, thank God.
I've been holding that in for the
I've been best. Holding that one all day.
No. I've been holding that since we started on this journey.
What?
I've been holding that since we left the Shire.
I'm leaving you all for Hogwarts.
He turns around, smiles, and says, Radio Flyer forever.
There are flushing toilets where I'm going from. Where I'm going to, suckers.
Where I'm going from.
Oops. I forgot how to language for a second. Go hang on.
I'm back where I'm going from.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, how's it going? It is March the 23rd, 2015. I'm Steve.
I'm Frank.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to Zotcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
Aw.
Now with extra flavor. Oh, come on. I could do that much better than you. You ready?
That was superior.
Yeah, fucker.
I've been doing that, dude, since I was like a kid. All right, Frank, tell me, what's going on?
We actually have some topics to talk about tonight.
Actual topics?
Yes. We're going to break from tradition and actually have some direction here.
Tradition.
Anyway, so my topic is the problem with witches.
What is the problem with witches?
Not witches, wishes.
Oh, wishes.
Dumbass. You look at any kind of fictional story, characters are suddenly given wishes. And there's always a problem with this. The author cannot allow the characters to make intelligent wishes because the story would instantly be over. Any intelligent person granted a wish is going to wish something practical, like, I wish for all bad things in the world to go away forever.
That wouldn't be practical, but I understand.
You know. And instead, well, the biggest example I have on this is the movie The Neverending Story 2. If anybody listening has been unfortunate enough to have seen that movie, it's all about how the kid from the first movie goes into the book, and immediately, he's given that, you know, snake medallion thing from the first movie.
The Orin? Which mean,
yeah, the Orin. Which means he now has unlimited wishes. With the drawback that every time he makes a wish, he loses a memory. Because the villain did something. and this will do something. Immediately, the kid has unlimited wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't even realize at first that he's missing memories. One of the first things he does is he wastes a wish, conjuring up this giant, horrible, evil dragon because he thinks it'll be an asset in the fight against the villain. And the dragon, you know, just runs amok and starts destroying shit. And then they have to waste all this time chasing it down. First of all, you know there's a bad guy actively doing something to cause this emptiness because, mm-hmm. you know, the nothing was such a creative problem in the first movie. So now we have the emptiness in this one.
Yeah, we need to repackage that and do it again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, they do live in the realm of Fantasia, which is about your fantasies.
Yes.
And fantasies are derived from your creative imagination.
That's not the point.
The point is that if it's based from your imagination, you could try to be a little more creative with your problems in life.
Yeah, and they established, like, the whole introduction of this movie establishes that this kid Bastion, you know, obviously after the first movie, he's just obsessed with books. And he's always reading these fantasy books, and his imagination is running wild. And you would think that after establishing this, that you'd have him coming up with all these creative, fantastic wishes. Instead, mm-hmm. he's wasting it on frivolous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the kicker. The villain, this woman, this evil, you know, the main villain, mm-hmm. she plants this bird guy to act as Bastion's friend and guide.
Manipulating him to make wishes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, trying to make... And he's constantly telling him to make wishes, and he's telling him to make practical wishes that would actually help.
It's reverse psychology. That's basic.
Yeah, the most annoying character in the movie is the most rational and intelligent person here.
It's like if Jar Jar Binks was not a shit character.
No, it's like if Jar Jar Binks was still a shit character, but he was actually
useful.
You know, he actually showed redeeming qualities. Yeah, he's stupid and annoying, but
he's right.
He has redeeming qualities.
Let's just all remember that it was Jar Jar who started the freaking...
And I will point
Empire.
Out that at the end of the movie, Bird Guy did kind of redeem himself. He did repent. So there was that. But still, here's the problem.
Well, of course he was going to. He was a character sent by the bad guy to hang out with the good guy. Of course he was going to somehow... flip the coin.
He's
going to
catch the goods.
Yeah, yeah. Literally, he's going to catch goodness like a disease and be the not that bad guy.
It's like fungus.
You're not that bad. I could have been
penicillin.
Worse.
It's good fungus.
Yes. I could have been much more villainy through this whole experience.
But my point is that the kid spends the whole movie making all these completely frivolous wishes. Until he finally realizes that he's losing memories, so he stops making wishes until the end, when he finally ends the movie by wishing. He wishes that the villain had a heart, and somehow this defeats her.
Well, yeah, she wasn't built to handle the feels.
Yeah. So he goes Captain Planet and goes, "Heart! Heart! I can sense you all!"
Damn it, Mati.
So he casts heart on her.
Mm-hmm. And then she's so overwhelmed with the feels.
That everything becomes right. Mm-hmm. And he gets his memories back. And everything is good again. And it's like, as soon as you realize that somebody with intelligence in this situation, you realize that every time you use one of your unlimited wishes, you lose a memory. So what's the first thing you do? Well, I wish I had my memories back.
I wish I wouldn't lose my memories.
I wish whatever was causing my memories to disappear would stop.
I wish she had feels as my first wish rather than my last.
I wish my mother was still alive.
Yeah.
I wish your mom.
I wish I knew what was... I wish I knew right now exactly what I need to do to stop this whole thing from going.
I wish this movie would end.
Yeah. And again, the author can't allow this because then the movie's over. This happens in Dragon Ball.
This feels so Deck of Many Things.
Yes. that had occurred to me as well.
It's like it's
Spoonie in one of his Counter Monkey episodes, Vegan Steve and the Genie of Jengai Fumongo. Is that
for some reason?
But he tells a story about it with this one campaign he was modding, where Vegan Steve, you know, wished for a deck of many things and basically screwed over the entire party.
To the point that everyone was running after him for his blood.
Yeah, he basically fucked the whole campaign. But the whole point of the story was don't give your characters wishes because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But, you know, the whole point of Dragon Ball from beginning to end was finding the Dragon Balls to make wishes. And a lot of the times the wishes are used for noble purposes, to bring somebody back to life who's been murdered. I'm trying to tell this story for your video, but I have no thumbs.
That should not alter a video.
Be surprised.
Is that like Frank Bot?
That's less respect for you.
Yes, it is. Now, Frank Bot, you should have more self-esteem. You can totally do this.
I can't hold self-esteem with no thumbs.
You don't hold self-esteem.
I can't upload it. He forgot to give me a USB port.
Oh, come on!
I know, it's embarrassing.
That's just unprofessional.
I can't show my face around the toaster.
Is it
been a sneak preview of Frank Bot Poino, brought to you in part by Pants. It's like pie for your legs.
Bum, bum, bum.
Tonight's Zotcast is brought to you in part by Common Sense.
It's not used by most.
Common Sense not available in Washington, the Middle East, or the Vatican.
And small outlying outlying islands.
Oh, I had this whole skit planned out in my head to do a commercial for Common Sense. But now that's like all that came back to me now. I had this whole it would have been like a 30-second radio spot advertising Common Sense to sponsor Zop Park.
Well, Common Sense can now sponsor the next segment, which is called
Craigslist. Bump, 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 sadness. Ba-dum, bump, bump.
I will go first because mine is, I'm assuming, the worst of the three.
All right, you go first, and I've got two short ones, so I'm going to do them together. And then Alyssa's got a big one to finish us off. like your mother.
In Indianapolis, Indiana, or in the surrounding areas, I have found in the lost and found, lost wallet and phone. Here we go. I lost my wallet and phone at some point Saturday night into Sunday morning. I last had it at the Tin Roof downtown. I could describe both in detail.
That's a bar.
For those who don't know.
I'm going to save my keys. Guys. I can't find my pants. You see my pants? I think my keys are in them.
Do you guys know that pants are like pie for the legs?
I love you guys. I'm sorry I puked in the backseat of your car. I love you, man.
All right, moving on. I could describe both in detail. Please either call, text, or email me if you found anything. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Yep.
I just got this. How can they text him if he doesn't have his phone because he lost it with the wallet?
Well, maybe he's given like his other phone, friend's phone, or something.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay, please call, text, or email me if you found anything. I appreciate it. There are still good people in the world, right?
No.
Please.
Yeah, like, that is so desperate. Like. Could someone please affirm this for me?
Please.
And to
those keys were there. I can't get in.
Sleeping in the dumpster for days.
Good people in the world.
You dumb asshole.
LOL.
It sucks to be that chap.
You have hope. The fuck is wrong with you? Certainly. So, I've got another one from Miss Connections here. First one is short but sweet. You live next door Man for Man, Salem. You live in the apartment right next door. We want to blow you.
Wow, that's kind of blunt, man.
Yeah.
Well, this guy is clearly a bro.
Oh.
He obviously has a friend. Or maybe he's bipolar, but he really just wants to be there for his neighbor.
He could be schizophrenic.
Yeah, there could be a little something going on. Doesn't necessarily mean there's multiple people in the scenario.
There we go. And now I've got this one I thought was fun. It's in Lost and Found. Missing psychic sign. Hi, everybody. So one of my signs in my sidewalk sign frame flew away with the wind earlier last night or this morning. And I tried looking for it, but couldn't find it. If anyone finds it, please call me. Let me know where it is. My number is blah, blah, blah. Please note that my sidewalk sign frame holds two signs and I'm missing one of them. And, of course, naturally, the question occurs, why don't you know where it is?
If you're psychic.
Psychic.
Maybe you should have thought that one out a little more.
Craigslist Sadness, folks. Brought to you by Common Sense.
Wow, you're friends at social gatherings with Common Sense.
Not very exciting. All right, this lovely gentleman from New York starts off from the rooms and shares section, housing. This isn't a scam or con. Free rent for single adult females. Ladies, make sure you read my entire ad carefully so you understand it all.
Mind you, this entire thing is completely in caps.
And with lots of little decorative hearts just like all over the place.
Less
like
than three?
Little black heart.
Like
things.
Actual alt three hearts.
Yeah.
And it's like he just put them in a cup and just sprinkled them over.
Yeah, they're everywhere. It's actually kind of sickening.
He's just like, you better read this part carefully. Fucking hearts everywhere. Alright, so here we go. Tell me in your email to me you understand it and that you agree to it all. Heart. Looking for single, unattached, adult female roommate. Heart.
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 Heart. Ladies, are you looking to share my one-bedroom apartment and my bed with me rent-free?
Ooh.
I'm a 52-year-old single, unattached, adult male. No, I'm not a pervert.
I'm
or
a
psycho.
Sugar daddy.
Well, that's what a pervert or a psycho would say.
Exactly. He's really selling it at this point, though. Because
he
is nothing but a good, honest guy.
Again, this is all caps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there's lots of, like...
There's no paragraph breaks. This is just one big chunk of text.
And what's great is that every time he puts down a period or a comma, it's at least two, if not four.
Mm-hmm. And hearts.
Yeah, just everywhere.
Lots of hearts.
MCR rules 111666.
There's more hearts in here than a box of Lucky Charms.
You don't need any money for rent. Just help out with utilities, which would be the electric, cable, food, etc. This is actually one of the few places, if not the only places in the entire segment where he isn't using capitals. Electric and cable is not capitalized because of its lesser importance. But food is, like, super capitalized.
He's a fatty.
This is super important to him
and
his life.
Cable food!
He also might be into that. That might be a fetish. You never know.
Food porn!
That's great.
On a website. That's how I pay the rent with my food porn website. But why is it pay the rent?
Hashtag sexy pizza roll.
Rub it on my face.
All right. Heart, this is no scam, no con, no bullshit. It's real. I'm real. Heart. Send me an email with your real name.
Heart.
Real age.
Heart.
Pictures.
Heart.
And real number.
Heart.
I just love the fact that, like, everything is... All of these things need to be real. Except for your pictures. Those can be as fake as you want, baby girl, because all that matters is that you're sleeping in my bed with me.
That's okay. I can't afford lights until you pay the utilities. I can't see you anyway. It's all right. Just sleep with me and pay my light bill.
Please.
So I can see my food porn.
This guy is coming out to be more and more of a colorful character.
Oh, yeah.
He's so creepy.
And he's so great with math, too. You must be 10,000% serious.
That's a lot of percent.
About wanting to move in with me.
Art. That's over 9,000.
Over 9,000!
Art.
I've had too many phony bullshit females playing games with me.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's one.
They want to move in with me. Mm-hmm. Till they find out they have to share my bed with me. Some small furniture is okay. But no room for big furniture like a bed or a couch or anything else that you could use to sleep on so that you're not in my bed with me.
Or I can keep my heart on you. Art.
He then proceeds to inform us that they're not exactly in New York City. Exactly. Off to the side it says, for those single adult females who at want to move to New York. So he's like kind of trying to push that, hey, you'll be close to New York City. And he's like, by the way, we're not in New York City.
New York City?
Now we have a double heart on this one because it's extra important.
Double heart.
Absolutely, positively, no kids, pets, or overnight guests.
He doesn't want to share the attention.
I'm surprised he doesn't want an extra person in his bed. Why not? Just pile right the fuck up. Heart.
Heart. Double heart.
Some, like, dashes, and then another heart. You must be and have to be financially, emotionally, and mentally stable/secure. Heart. Just
damn
to be
it, my tea.
Extra sweet about that, you know, just in case someone has their feels hurt by that. Mm-hmm. He just put a couple hearts in there to soften the blow.
Double heart.
You're like, oh, you were really into this, but now you can't because you're not stable.
You didn't have enough heart.
And I love how he says no pets, but I live with two cats, so you must like them. And then two hearts again, because this part's extra important.
Double heart.
Read very carefully.
Very careful.
Damn it, my tea.
Damn it, my tea!
Damn it, my tea!
No private bedroom. Already established. You share my bedroom/bed with me. Okay. No private bathroom. You know, I mean, if you're in a single room apartment, that makes sense.
They repossess the bathroom door.
Yeah, but it feels very uncomfortable.
Don't be a douchebag. It's totally gonna backfire.
Yeah, there it is.
Like, I should have privacy in the bathroom. Just saying. And no Wi-Fi, so you can pay for the electricity and the cable, but you can go without internet or connection to anyone other than me.
So basically, if you have zero connections...
Does it actually say that?
It says no Wi-Fi.
Okay, so there's probably like a dial-up at least.
If you're completely off the grid, I'm the guy, I mean, murderer, I mean, person for you.
No, hold on. This is wrapping it up, right? No criminals, no parolees, no convicted felons, no convicted child molesters.
Not a single luxury.
Or sex offenders. You know, whatever I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, one's enough.
We haven't got room for two. That's also why he doesn't want any overnight guests.
No witnesses.
I almost had a spit take right there.
And you must, last but not least, have a valid photo ID. Available immediately. Heart.
Double heart. Heart.
All the hearts.
Heart.
Hashtag murder heart.
Heart.
Come live with me in my creepy stalker cabin. Heart.
Well, I mean, he's actually a Care Bear. He is Murder Heart. And he
He's
would like
Gropey Bear.
Gropey Mustachio comes back from the dead.
No, Gropey Bear and his belly.
His, his creepy stalker cabin. His
Gropey Bear stairs.
You know, he has a porn stash.
His belly thing is a porn stash.
He's got that poster that says "Offended Yet," and it's got the guy. With the...
Yeah, yeah, or even better, like some binoculars as his belly mark, so he can just pop a set out every time he needs to zoom down on someone.
He's probably... That's Craigslist sadness. So, if anybody's not horrified yet, we're gonna take a short drink break here, and then we're gonna come back, and we're gonna talk about some other stuff that's super awesome.
I think that
like Transformers or maybe something even better.
There is nothing better than Transformers.
That's right.
That's right.
Maybe GoBots.
You shut the fuck up with the goddamn GoBots. Goddamn.
Here we go again.
I'm gonna kick your fucking ass.
GoBots are shit.
The GoBots are super shit. They're the worst shit in the whole goddamn world.
Damn it, Steve. Why Everybody you do this? That.
I used to get upset over giant paper cuts and math equations. Nothing stuck in my craw more than dogfights and shopping malls and tax evasion and sexist tabloid culture and Brangelina and paparazzi and Proposition 8 and discrimination and neo-Nazis. But anymore, these things don't seem to bother me. Ever since I started hanging out with Mr. T, he told me to stay out of drugs and drink my milk and treat my mother right. And I pity the fool who disagrees. I disliked Gwen Stefani for her weird ass voice and that stupid hair of hers. And it felt like J.K. Rowling conspired to kill off all my favorite characters. I disliked all the people I had to ride with on the commuter bus. If Nancy Grace and I were to meet, I would have kicked her in the uterus. But my attitude has had a total overhaul since Mr. T told me how to forgive them all. He said, let the naysayers nay, I don't care what they say, it's all jibber jabber anyway, and I pity the fool who cannot rhyme. You're old and you're in college. He said, you know all that I know. I can't teach you nothing, I swear it's true. Go out and live your life, because there's so much goodness in the world for you. You go watch as Bob Ross paints himself some happy trees, and those happy cows on TV make you happy cheese. And then he dug in his spurs and rode into the sky on that thing from the Neverending Story. And I pity the fool who with tea.
What you talking about, fool? I don't remember none of that.
I look around this room and I see nothing but untapped potential.
I understand this reference.
Oh boy.
Yeah, like just shit.
I noticed that the voice for the Geico commercial dudes do with the Pinocchio voice is the voice that does Gingy, or the Gingerbread Man.
Yes.
Because the voice for Pinocchio is actually gruffier,
yeah.
I'm wearing women's underwear. You know, it's just like,
it's a fawn. Not my buttons. Not my gumdrop buttons.
Anyway.
We're just going to have deep discussions about Shrek now.
We're just
going to
come back from that one.
Not in my swamp.
So, apparently, Frank brought to my attention... Oh, yeah, we're back, by the way, from the break. Yes, yes. We all have our drinks and various, what are they called, provisions.
We have our things.
And paraphernalia.
With stuff. Hey!
All right. I'm glad that was covered.
I'm glad I wasn't able to hear any of that.
Woohoo! This is a secret party, Steve.
Yeah.
Gosh.
You gotta buy the platinum package to listen to all that stuff.
Pretty much.
So, Frank and I got into a small discussion the other day about Harry Potter. And not just like, you know, the entirety of the series, but the movies themselves, visually speaking. I've come to notice that as the movies progress, the students, or at least the main students, start dressing down more and more. So we start seeing them, you know, in their school uniforms, their gowns and their capes and all that crap. And then all of a sudden, they're starting to wear, like, you know, street clothes. They start dressing down in their civvies.
Well, no, they don't dress down that much. But, you know, if it was a real school, even in that ridiculous universe, you know, students would have to, you know, be fully in uniform, you know, ties tied properly, shirts tucked in, all that. At least while, you know, during class hours.
Yeah, I mean, that's I mean, first of all, some of this comes from the fact that they had so many different directors.
Mm-hmm.
That made a huge impact. Another issue is the fact that as the series progressed, we saw them less and less during class hours.
Yeah.
Because when the you know, like, in the beginning, you wanted to see that. It was a part of the immersion. You really needed to see that to get a feel for the universe. But as they got older, you got it. You established it. And they didn't need to establish their classes and stuff because it was already assumed. So you saw them between classes more and more after hours than more just being on campus rather than going to and from classes. That doesn't change the fact that it did feel like most of the time they just cut out that whole section of the wardrobe,
mm-hmm.
but there was definitely a lot of that.
All I can imagine is just like, you know, they just get out of class, and they're like, all right, Ron, we're out of class now. All right! And they just
let's be British and whimsical now.
And whip off all of our clothes.
And right underneath is like, is a sweatshirt, and they got their jeans, you know, they just like rip off the robe, and then it's like a breakaway robe, you know what I mean?
That one snap that doesn't let go.
The one time they wish that snap worked, snap worked on Hermione. We can help Hermione. I love to learn. We know this, Hermione. But I'm Harry Potter, and I'm cool. Can it be chase the butterflies? Follow the butterflies. All right. I'm Snape, the potions master. All right, anyway. Let's go ball the Snape. Righto!
I like the part where he stops moving.
Let's do it again! Ball the ball. All right, any hoozle. Speaking of, there's this comic book artist by the name of Maine Doyle, and she...
Oh, Doyle rules!
Last I checked, she was dating Neil Cicerega, who is the voice and creator of Potter Puppet Pals.
All right.
And Lemon Demon, which was his band. I'd like to say back in the day, because I don't think they produced anything recently. So anyway, she is going to Boston Comic Con this summer. And unfortunately, even though she's not that popular, she's the only name aside from Stan Lee whose name I recognize. Everyone else just go screw off. Which is why I'm not going to go. Because I am not going to pay money.
You're usually broke as fuck.
Well, yeah, but I have money now, sir.
Good sir.
Yes. Quite right.
I am financially solvent, good sir.
Hey, if you were a girl, you could go live with that guy. Pay his electricity bills.
Maybe you could anyway. You get mistaken for a woman so often.
I don't have to take this.
Tell us about that guy at the Dunkin' Donuts who kept calling you ma'am.
I completely forgot about that. Thank you
oh,
so much.
Come on. That happened like two or three times.
I don't have to take this.
No, come on. Own that. That is fucking hilarious.
Oh, no, that's not just it, too. I work.
You
for,
own
I,
that.
I okay, first off, I will talk about something else afterward. Frank, would you please remind me and the viewers of what happened?
Like, you went to those Dunkin' Donuts or something. It might have been McDonald's. But you made your order, like, in person to this guy. And he hands you your order and says, here you are, ma'am. And you talk to him about it. You apologize profusely. And you went back a second time, not long after. And he does it again.
Wait, so you actually clarified to
this
person.
How do you forget something like that happening to you twice?
Because it happens to me all the time, so they all just blur together. I'm not joking. I wish I was joking. I'm not.
I just love the fact you actually clarified to this person mm-hmm. that you were, in fact, a male, and their first instinct is to immediately fuck up again. Mm-hmm. Like, oh,
and
well,
those two visits weren't that far apart either.
Yeah, exactly.
I better drop the ball on this.
Man, that's just baffling. How do you do that?
Yeah, when I was working at the college, right, we had the New Hampshire cadets there. And I was, like, throughout the entire week, at least one person a day would mistaken me for a ma'am. And I would have to, you know, correct them. And that upset me so much, man. And then, and most recently, on a new run I had to do, I worked for one of the city buses. So I'm sitting there on the bus as the students are getting on. The first set of students, right, they're middle school. So they're like 15 years old, and the first kid, the first thing he says, who are you? And I said, I'm Steve. And he says, are you a boy or a girl? Like, and that was the first thing he said. And then everyone else is like, dude, come on. He's like, no, it's a legitimate question. And I said, I get it all the time. I'm a dude. I'm using my man voice. I have a manly voice. You know what I mean?
I just...
And my name is Steve.
So do I, sweetie. That doesn't mean anything.
Okay, and hold on.
I have to say something. I don't want to sound mean, but you could be one buff, fuck, ugly woman.
He is a buff, ugly woman.
I don't understand how someone could look at you and be like, oh, that is totally a chick.
Well, I just recently shaved my head. My head's all shaven now. I cut my hair because it was getting to my shoulders, and I didn't want to be mistaken for a woman. That is the fucking kicker. So we dropped those kids off, right? And one of them did apologize. And
yeah.
I told him, I said, unfortunately, I get it all the time. And then the next set of kids, they were elementary school students. And, like, the entire ride, I was just like, they were just looking at me weird, you know? And I'm like, I get it. I'm a new monitor. You know what I mean? So they're unfamiliar with me. And one of them asked, here we go, right? One of the kids in the back goes, excuse me, what's your name? Steve. Listen, I need to know, are you a girl? And I said, no, my name is Steve.
This
I'm a
kid
guy.
Says that. Elementary right? school yeah. kid says that. I need to know.
So, what part of Steve is a girl's name?
What yeah. are
so,
you?
Oh, dude.
Well, there's Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, Stevie.
Okay.
Like literally just earlier today, someone on Tumblr was going on this whole...
Oh, I'm not finished
just,
yet. Hold on. One,
all right.
Okay. Let me put the cherry on top of this story.
Oh, please do.
Oh, good.
He says, I need to know, are you a girl? And I said, no. My name is Steve, again, and I'm a guy. And then he says to his friends, he slaps them on the shoulder and says, I told you.
Aww.
So they've been having this discussion the entire bus ride.
Yeah, but he was rooting for your team. He was on your side, though.
I don't know. I don't know, Billy. I think even that's too ugly to be a woman.
Like, come on.
Oh, yeah. In my other ride, we had another client, but she was an old lady, and she thought I was a butch woman too, because she was talking to the bus driver. I ended up going into the back seat, so that way she had the front seat, and she was talking to the driver, and she was just like, she goes, "Oh, okay, so that's what you and your lady coworker here, you know, do all day is you pick up, you know." Bill, I'm gonna put him by name. Bill was just like, "Yes, that's what we do. He monitors, you know, the students and stuff." And then the old lady was just like, "Oh, that's nice. So she helps you out and all that." I'm like, "Oh my god, yeah,
that's how we roll."
I just gave up. I didn't say anything at that point. I got so tired of it.
Sometimes you just gotta pick your battles.
Well, I mean, what are you gonna do? Go up to a little old lady like, "Bitch, you blind?" And then have her be like, "Kinda, yeah."
I can't see you.
I'm actually legally blind a little bit, so if you could step off, you know, you gotta.
I love grapes.
Would you like me to lend you my brassiere? Like, there's only downward spiraling ways that could go.
I haven't been this confused since Johnson was in office.
That's the Kobayashi Maru of social interactions.
Trying to explain things to a little lady.
You can't win that.
Anyway, okay, so Allie, I interrupted you interrupting me on your story.
No, sorry. It was just like someone was talking about like 3 a.m. waking up their boyfriend being like, "We've been calling Wally a boy, but he's a robot. They have no gender." And it's just like, yeah, but Wally is a guy's name. You don't hear someone with the name Steve and be like, "Oh, Steven must be a girl." Like, that's not your first instinct. Yeah.
I always used to joke that my kids would be named Optimus Prime, Hagrid, and Barbara.
And they'd all be two girls and one boy.
Well, you know, it's not what you think, because Optimus Prime doesn't have to be a girl.
Absolutely. Optimus Prime is a robot, so it can go either way.
You know, when that first kid...
Prime doesn't have to be a girl's name.
when that first kid went onto that bus and he immediately says, he doesn't even, like, he barely even looks and he goes, "Are you a man or a woman?" Like, and I should have been like, "I'm a total woman, sweetie." Like, I should have just totally went out and did...
No, you should have just, like, looked at him point blank in the eyes and gone, "Yes." And just blown this kid's fucking mind for hours.
You're sexually harassing me, you little bastard. And I don't have to take it.
No, if it was high school students, I would have been on that level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should have, yeah.
If it's high school students, then you have license to fuck with them.
No, no, that's they were still.
Sexual harassment. And I don't have to take it.
Bus driver, pull over.
Let me off.
Go home.
I don't have to take this. I'm going home.
I can't do the voice anymore. My nose is all stuffed up. The winter's hit into my nose. And in my sinuses.
Little blessings.
Oh, my varicose veins. Oh, it's just getting all too much.
Oh, honey, you have no idea. I get home after a trip to the market. My ankles are all swollen.
I pour myself some bath salts. I listen to a little Kenny G.
Ew.
I just soak in and maybe...
No, these days I'm all about One Direction. Those kids are so cute.
All right, I'm going to reveal my feminine side for a second.
Oh my god, don't do that.
Apparently one of them just broke up with their girlfriend, and the fan base is flipping their fucking shit because everybody ships Louis with Harry. So now they're just showing all these gifs of Harry grinning while Louis talking about how he and his girlfriend have broken up now. And everyone's like, "Oh, they're gonna fuck! I just know it." Like, everybody's just blowing their own mind over this. Like, look, he's happy about how sad his boyfriend is. Fuck, do it. do the fucking.
I have no idea these kids' names, man. So you're just going off with Harry.
I will admit, I don't follow the band. I actually, quote unquote, got into them as a joke with a friend of mine. She was like, we're going to fake like One Direction now, and you have to learn their names. And I was like, all right.
Dude, that's where they get you. That's where they get you.
We have to do this. We have to fake like them now.
Yes, and we made a fake fan group. We made really crappy pictures, and all the actual fans were like, I love this picture. So we're like making all this intentionally awful art and liking other people's really bad fan art. And we just did this for like months.
The long con.
And we just dedicated ourselves to this.
That is...
It was a work of art. It really was.
I guess when you're bored enough, you do.
Dude, this comes from being best friends with someone 9 years younger than me. She's in the age group to be forced to like them, so this is just a thing we decided to do.
Yeah, don't get like fully caught in it, man. Because when I was
like a couple years ago now, but I just happened to notice the big blow up about that. So everyone was like, "Oh no, Louis and Eleanor broke up." I was like, "Who the hell's that?" And then I saw the gif of Harry grinning like a fucker, and they're like, "Oh, look how happy he is that Louis's single." And I'm like, "Oh, you guys." You guys, stop.
You fucking guys.
Well, I mean, the whole attraction to the band is homoerotic. The guys are always saying how they bed together in hotel rooms and how they don't wear anything when they sleep together. And they're always, like, hugging each other and kissing each other on the cheeks and stuff. Like, that's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's super gay shippy so that girls can go squee and be all like... They touched hands on the stage and looked at each other.
Oh, I totally squee when I do that.
I look
forward to that every time they go out.
Every time. That's what it's
every time
all
I
about.
See that, I need to sit down and have a brandy.
Yeah. Smoke a cigarette because you've already climaxed at that point.
After that, I'm all weak in the knees.
Yeah, Have you seen their interview on the Graham Norton show? They were there with that Gandalf fella.
It was my 19th wedding night. It was magical.
I used to see the twins be like really upset that she went to one of their concerts. Like, no, Mom, don't. Stop liking them.
Well, okay, get this. I was at work and I was ironically saying things like totes, like totes.
Oh, I completely say totes.
Like totes and shipping and like I started using all these like little new like slang words for things.
Yeah.
And then I started using it unconsciously. Unconsciously. Yeah, subconsciously.
Yeah, no, you absorb totes like a sponge. I have used it unironically for years, and now he does it just because it messes with me.
I don't do it all the time.
He does it, and it's like a lion just making like a tiny zebra sound or something. It's like
the dog meow.
Yeah, it's so unnatural. It's like,
Oh yeah, toast.
Meow, meow, meow. Yeah, pretty much. I love that commercial. I love they still use that commercial. Uh-huh. That commercial's probably older than I am, and they still use it, and I am so pleased.
Dude.
Or like Campbell's commercial about the snowman that comes inside and turns into a kid. They've been using that since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Or the fucking Hershey Kisses Carol of the Bells commercial.
Yep,
that came from the M&M's
Sing Santa Claus.
Is that really old? I don't remember that.
It's been around for a long time.
I mean, like 10 years, but I don't remember
it must be long by now. We've been using that for a long time.
Someone look into that. We must know this useless fact.
Get back to us, people. Leave a comment, and we'll send you a pizza roll.
In the mail. In an envelope.
We'll email you a pizza roll.
We'll send you the link to a post.
Yeah, just post your comments on this web zone.
Yeah, no, we could record a video of each of us eating a single pizza roll, and we will send it to you.
Press one is for insert name here.
Press one and say your name out loud.
Clem.
All right, Clem, this pizza roll's for you.
One, na-na-na-na, two, na-na-na-na.
What was that, Frank? I didn't quite hear you.
What?
Yes.
I said, No.
I mean, like, before you were breaking up like the band, man.
All right.
Awesome!
All right! And I said, I think this has been a pretty good episode. We got some good stuff here.
Way to jinx it. Now the last few minutes are going to suck ass.
Well, yeah. Anyway. No. That's how we roll.
Alyssa's right. I was about to read the revival of X-Files.
Oh, please don't. I could totally not go for that.
For those
that
interested,
could not happen, and I'd be like,
that'd be,
all right.
That'd be great if that didn't happen, like, ever.
I find it strange that they're trying to reboot that. Like, I know that it ran for a really long time, and it has a very dedicated fan base.
9 series, 2 movies.
Yeah.
But why bring it back? Like, it was good for what it was, and now they're like, hey, We need to make money off something that was popular before.
Hold on.
Let's bring this up.
Guys, all your answers will be, all your answers will be questioned right here.
Oh, all good.
All our answers will be questioned?
Okay. Yes.
Go ahead and question our answers.
Okay. According to consequenceofsound.net, the new series will be the final series, lasting 6 to 8 episodes, and it says a shortened season would allow Carter, as in Chris Carter, the creator, to conclude storylines left open after the most recent X-Files movie. Fox reportedly hopes to begin filming this summer, as it would work best with Duchovny and Anderson's schedules.
They're so busy. No, I appreciate that. Like, how many times is there something you get really into, and then they just drop it like a fucking mic? Oh, no, we're done now. We're too cool to finish this.
Yeah.
Or they wrap it up, but there's, like, that one story arc that they were like, oh, well, we could have covered that, but I don't feel like wiping, so I'm just going to get up and walk away.
Yeah.
So, you know what? All right.
And so I'm listening forward to that. Because I am trying to binge watch all of the X-Files before they get rid of it on Netflix.
Oh.
I'm binge watching it, Frank.
Well, I've been watching Dexter again recently. That's a good show.
Yes, I do like Dexter. Yeah. I haven't watched it since Series 3, Episode 1.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
I got the whole series.
Sweet.
I'm about halfway through Season 4. I'm over.
Well then, on that bombshell, I'm
because I'm better than you.
Because I'm better at watching things. I have a more dedicated couch potato than you'll ever be. Suck it.
And the crying commences.
Continues.
Well, I've been Steve.
I've been Frank.
I've been me.
She's been the peanut gallery.
Woohoo!
Peanuts!
No.
Get your peanuts!
Good thing I'm not allergic.
But scratcher!
Bright out your dead. Bong.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. And stay tuned to zotpark.com.
Yep, we're going to busy again soon, so keep checking back for updates.
And I am totally going to be in the Frank Bot bullshit.
Yep, so she's going to be part of the Frank's low budget review show, the epic ultimate bull fuckery.
Hell yeah.
The audio's breaking up, man.
I can hear it.
Well, cut it out. Damn you.
That's not me, man.
You're tearing me apart, internet.
That was clear. In. That's all I wanted to do.
Oh, you are anymore.
I'm gonna go talk to my mother. I need a cradle in her arms. I need her embrace.
Your mother stopped talking to you years ago because of the go-by shame.
I just want to be validated.
The shame of the GoBots was so strong.
It's a shadow over the whole family name.
She stopped talking to her child.
I like the GoBots. I never stole no bike. I swear I didn't steal no bike, but I like GoBots.
Mikey, even I wouldn't touch the GoBots with a 10-foot pole.
I'm Betty.
No.
I don't approve of such devices.
It's like, are you kidding me? Manos loves the GoBots.
Manos.
Slander!
What? GoBots? Oh, Manos made the GoBots. They're on Earth to do his work.
And on that short note.
Oh, jeez.
All right, thank you guys, man.
Okay.
You guys were way too okay to talk about One Direction.
Why not? Nothing is taboo.